I knew it wouldn't take long for your bedroom light to go out. You think I can't see you? You think I don't know that you watch me? There's a reason that I play at the same time. Because I know you're waiting to watch me. Where do you think I keep my curtains open? It's because I'm getting off on knowing that you're in the house next door, stood in the window watching me. I know you're jerking off, and it gets me so fucking hot. Watch me sliding my dildo inside myself. Do you think about your own cock? Do you think about yourself being here with me? Because I do. Oh, sometimes when I'm watching you, and then I close my eyes knowing you're watching me, I think about you sneaking over, sneaking in my house, through the door that I've left open on purpose. I imagine you stood in my bedroom door, just watching me with my eyes closed. See my skin glisten with sweat. Watching me thrash about. I always imagine that I'm so into it that I don't know it's you. I don't notice you walking on the side of the bed, stood next to me, looking down on me with my eyes closed. As I'm working my dildo into myself. I love the thought of you just getting your cock out. And stroking it right there in front of me. Why do I want to know it? Oh. sound of your moaning. It makes me open my eyes. Or maybe I feel a drip of your pre cum wand on me. Or maybe you wouldn't be able to resist grabbing at me. Touching me. Maybe that would be what makes me open my eyes and realize that there's somebody here. Oh, there's somebody in my room watching me. Oh, fuck. And then, in that instant, I'd freak out. No, please don't touch me. No. Who are you? Please don't. Don't hurt me. I'm scared. I'd be so vulnerable. Naked on the bed. No chance to get away. You'd know that it was too late to back out now. You couldn't just walk away. You came here because you needed this. You needed me. And you wouldn't give that up. I imagine you climb on the bed as I scooch up at the pillow end. I'm trying to make myself really small. I'm trying to get away. I imagine you using a really calm, soothing voice, telling me that it's okay. It's okay. You don't want to hurt me. You just need something. That you've been watching me teach you for months now, and you've come to teach me a lesson. Oh, fuck. Fuck. No, no. I didn't really want you to. I plead with you not to touch me. Please don't. No, don't. Please don't. Please. But my pleading will be more of a tease to you. I imagine you drop the sweet act and drop the calm voice. The lust would just be burning through you. You grab my legs and just pull me to you. And no amount of struggling can get me away. I imagine you pinning me down. Your strong hands holding my wrists. And I can't push you away with my legs. No, oh, please, no. You're on top of me now. And I'm scared. But my pussy is dripping. The knowledge that your cock hangs just inches above me. My body's betraying me. I don't want to be turned on, no. But, readjust your hips. Force your cock into me right now. It turns me on so much. I could imagine you telling me that I've been such a bad girl. Such a naughty girl. And you're gonna teach me a lesson. You're gonna teach me that there are consequences of teasing. Fuck. That makes me so horny. And I'm trying not to let on. But my nipples are so hard. My pussy is just dripping. I actually want you. I actually want you to force your cock in me. Please. Please teach me a lesson. Please. Teach me that I'm such a bad girl. Bite me now. Bite me all over my neck. My shoulders, my nipples. Fuck. You bite me as you roughly fuck my pussy. Whispering to me that I need to learn a lesson. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Please punish me. I tried to tell you that I don't deserve this. I didn't mean for this to happen. I imagine you slapping me on the face. Fuck. Pounding me so hard with your cock. No, please don't hurt me. Please don't do this to me. I'm pretty sure you know that my begging is just an act now. That I want you. I want you to teach me. I want you to teach me. That there are consequences. That I can't get away with just being a little tease. So it's not fair to leave you that way. It is not fair to purposely to purposely fuck. Play with myself at the window. knowing that you're watching. That it's not fair to do that to you. Knowing that you'll get horny. And then doing nothing about it. That's not fair to do that. Fuck. I imagine you climbing off me. And spinning me over. Grabbing my hips and pulling them up towards you. But pushing my head down into the pillows. Telling me to fucking shut up. Just stop fucking talking. And just keep my ass up. Like the good slut I am. Fuck. I can just imagine you lining your cock up against my pussy lips. Rubbing up and down just a little. Just to make me moan. Only then to fucking slam your cock right in me. Yeah. Fucking yeah. And stop pounding me. Pounding me so hard. I imagine you calling me a dirty little slut. Your fingers digging in me really hard. Call me a filthy little whore. Tell me that you're gonna. You're gonna fuck me so hard. And you're gonna come in me. No, please don't come in me, please. No, no, no. No, please don't. Will you tell me that that's what a filthy slut like me deserves? No. Okay, it's too late. That is what you're gonna do to me, isn't it? Fuck. I'm gonna come now. As you forcefully come in me. No, don't come in. Please don't. No. Best part about playing with myself like this is getting to watch you come through that window. And I always imagine you coming in May. I wonder what you think about when you watch me and you make yourself come.